Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
U.S. Open underway. Second round will get started a little later this morning. They got to wrap up the first round first because that was suspended last night due to darkness after a late start to the first round. Anyway, we all know the big names that are involved. We've all talked about Koepka and DeChambeau. But if you're the game of golf in general, if you're the PGA or the USGA, the USGA running this, of course, because it's the U.S. Open, what do you think you need from golf? From this tournament over the next 3 days in order to spur on some more interest at large among sports fans?
Let's work it in reverse. I'll tell you what I don't need.
Yes?
Is I don't need Russell Henley winning.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I don't need
a guy who is some southern guy who has a haircut like a Manning brother.
Hayden Buckley.
Right, or him. But I don't need a guy that wears a... what's the one with the whale on it? Vineyard Vines belt and a haircut like an SEC quarterback and a really good looking wife and a popped collar and in the stereotypical golfer. I don't need that guy winning and leading all. No, it's no knock on him. It's no knock on him. And guys like that, golf is rife with that and riddled with guys like that. But that's boring to me. That's boring to me. That's just the stereotypical golfer winning a golf tournament. Well, I don't need that.
To be honest, I don't need the random European guy that I don't recognize either. The Sebastian Munoz, the Eduardo Molinari, the Fabian Gomez.
They missed their opportunity, and shame on the USGA. Shame on them. If they wanted, and look, they couldn't control the fog yesterday morning. I mean, that's Mother Nature, right? Mm-hmm. They can control the pairings. They should be vilified and beaten, raked over coals for not putting Koepka and DeChambeau together.
You saw that those two were primed for it. You saw DeChambeau kind of trying to get on camera,
right,
walking behind Koepka's interview again.
Golf is in the way of golf. They think they're something they're not. They can go ahead and push it into the American vortex of sport every once in a while, into what the regular guy that isn't really interested in golf on Thursday morning, on Thursday afternoon, in this case, on Thursday prime time, because it's a West Coast event if you're an East Coaster. A West Coaster. End of it, though. They could have made some people around dinner time look at their television for even an hour. Oh, did that guy punch the other guy? Who? What are their names? The French guy, he's a French name, I think. They don't like each other. And then the one guy, Brooks something or other. They would have made a whole lot of Americans turn on the television for even a half hour, and they screwed up. So if you want to try to sell to me, and look, I'm not this golf hater. I'm just not. I will watch this weekend. But I think there are some people out there who go, Russell Henley? Yeah,
Who's he?
Like a guy that you see going and having sushi in Sewickley.
Patrick
Absolutely.
Rogers, Taylor Montgomery.
So I'm not going to watch. See, I will watch. I will watch. And people saying, look up the story. Bryson DeChambeau rejected the pairing. No, he didn't. That's a fake story. That didn't happen. They didn't try to make the match. USGA screwed this up. So when you ask what they need, when given an opportunity to make a little bit of a match or to make some controversy, swim in it.
What do we say all the time about drama and contriving drama? By all means, take advantage of that opportunity if you can. In all sports, you got to contrive some drama in order to heat up a matchup a little bit as a fan. I want that.
Mm-hmm.
I want DeChambeau and Koepka to be paired together so that DeChambeau does something smarmy, and then Koepka gets mad tells him to bleep off, and it happens on the first tee box.
There's conflicting reports. Everything I've read that the USGA denied the fact that they approached Bryson DeChambeau about the. Let's say that people are right and we're wrong. And I read probably 10 stories on this because Brad Faxon opened up his mouth and everybody's saying Brad Faxon doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But let's say you're right, the people who are texting me, that they tried to make the match and DeChambeau said, no, he didn't want it. Then you know what should have been said? Then don't show up. That's who you're playing with on Thursday. That's your group. And if you don't like it, you know what? Then there's no match for you to be played.
Just don't check with the guy. Pair him up how you want to pair him.
Correct. He doesn't need your
approval. What's he going to do, not play in the U.S. Open?
If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. He doesn't need your approval. So when people ask that, and I know, does it sound circusy? Does it sound charade-y? Okay, that's fine. That's wonderful. Great. But if you think as Johnny Golfer out there that there is, you know what saved your sport? The pandemic saved your sport.
To an extent,
from,
yeah.
From more a people playing were paying standpoint.
Attention. Well, and they were one of the first ones to get out there in front of the cameras again, too.
Correct. But this notion, like, you know, you got Phil Mickelson yesterday. Phil Mickelson's crying about a guy taking a picture of him and a click. And then after the matches, you know, I probably should have reacted differently and all of that. I'm not wrong here. There's some people who are these golf purists that say, oh, you're wrong. You didn't have money growing up. You didn't grow up at a country club. Okay, fine. I don't want to be you. I don't want to be you. But if you want to push your sport into the regular guy and more people having eyes on your sport, deliver us something that we can relate to. We can relate to Steelers and Ravens. We can relate to Penguins and Flyers. We can relate to things like that, Ohio State and Michigan State. Put together a match where two guys hate each other and have to walk next to each other and stand on the same tee box for 5 hours.
Right.
Give us that.
Yeah. But to answer the question of what they need to do, they need to look for more. We said this, when was it? God, it was before the DeChambeau-Koepka thing even boiled over. It was back at the beginning of the year. I remember saying they need to harvest and grow these rivalries, these one-on-one rivalries between golfers. However they end up percolating and bubbling to the surface, they need to nurture that because, look, you can go back, hell, you can go back 60 years, 55, 60 years. Why did a lot of people back then, especially in Western Pennsylvania, become golf fans? Well, they were Arnold Palmer fans, right? I mean, the guys from
right.
La Trobe. And who's this Jack Nicklaus character? Well, he thinks he's better than Arnie. And then those two would go back and forth. And it was never either one of them hating each other. It was never like that. But it was a spirited rivalry on the golf course, wasn't it? I mean, in these individualized sports, you've got to do all you can to help grow the game, to be honest, to foster those individual rivalries. And Koepka and DeChambeau both being where they're at in their careers and one of them or both of them not liking each other, it's perfect. And they blew it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.